Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how the Lord sees it all. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 32, beginning at verses 7 and 8, where we read, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go, get down, for your people whom you've brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They've made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt."'" Moses was up on Mount Sinai. The people of Israel were down at the foot of the mountain waiting for Moses to return. While they waited, they begged Aaron, the brother of Moses, to make them a golden calf to worship. Aaron did so, and their idolatrous worship soon became immoral. All through this, Moses was still with God on Mount Sinai. Moses didn't have any reason to think that things were so bad among the people. He probably thought that his brother Aaron would lead the people well. But things did go wrong. And though Moses didn't know it, God did. First, there was a distance between God and his people. God said to Moses, "For your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt." Notice those words, "your people and whom you brought." God said to Moses, "These are your people, not mine." It wasn't that God hated Israel or that he had distanced himself from them. In fact, Israel had moved away from God and moved towards a golden calf. They created the distance. God simply recognized it. There's an old story about an elderly husband and a wife driving down the road, sitting on opposite ends of the front bench seat of their car. As they drove, the wife noticed the cars coming the other way had a lot of couples that were snuggled very close to together. And she said to her husband, "Do you remember when we used to sit close together like that? Why don't we do that anymore?" After a thoughtful pause, the elderly man who was driving just drove on and he said, "Well, I didn't move." Friends, whenever we're far from God, guess who moved? It wasn't God, it's us. God also knew how quickly they turned away from him. He told Moses that they turned aside quickly. That was almost an understatement. They didn't wait long to go their own way. A few wrong choices can lead us into a bad place in a hurry. Many people fall away gradually, but that isn't always the case. Be on guard against the sudden slide away from God. Finally, we notice that God described to Moses everything that happened, and he even quoted the words of the people in their idolatry. God knew exactly what was going on. The people ignored God, but he did not ignore them. Remember today that God is with you in everything you do. Nothing is hidden from him. Let me ask you, is that a comfort or a curse to you? Think about that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.